USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With the Ever Given freed and on the move, the spotlight is now likely to turn to the investigation of how the vessel got wedged in the Suez Canal, leading to billions of dollars in losses globally. A high-ranking canal pilot working for the Suez Canal Authority said two pilots aboard the Ever Given were both senior chief pilots with 30-plus years of experience. Teachers from the San Diego Unified School District are teaching migrant children in person. San Diego County Supervisor Jim Desmond says San Diego teachers are teaching migrant children in person, but the 100,000 students of taxpaying families at San Diego Unified School District are stuck in Zoom school. A fire that started at 9:15 a.m. on Monday in South Dakota has destroyed at least two homes and several outbuildings. Officials said between 400 and 500 homes have been evacuated in Rapid City as around 250 firefighters are fighting the blaze. Mount Rushmore National Park has been temporarily closed due to high winds and low moisture levels. USA Radio News.
The border is in crisis. After President Trump secured the border with Mexico, everyone's worried about the growing problem. And why is the Biden administration spending $86 million on hotel rooms for captured migrants? Now, Grant Stinchfield investigates the border crisis and finds the real truth about Biden's executive orders and dangerous policies. So watch Stinchfield on Newsmax TV tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern as he reveals the dangers to our economy and security. Newsmax TV is one of America's leading cable news channels. It's on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax or you'll switch to a new service. Remember, you can get Newsmax free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, or LG. It's even free on your smartphone. Just download the free Newsmax app and start watching anytime. Find out about the real border crisis on Grant Stinchfield tonight on Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
A ninth woman has stepped forward to accuse New York Governor Andrew Cuomo of sexual misconduct. New York woman Sherry Ville accuses Cuomo of an unwanted kiss in 2017. President Trump slammed Anthony Fauci and Deborah Birx on Monday, accusing the infectious disease experts of trying to reinvent history in a televised interview detailing their roles in combating the coronavirus pandemic. Trump said, "Based on their interviews, I felt it was time to speak up about Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx, two self-promoters trying to reinvent history to cover up for their bad instincts and faulty recommendations," end quote. A Texas trooper who was shot over the weekend no longer displays signs of viable brain activity and will remain on life support until his organs can be donated, authorities said on Monday. Trooper Chad Walker was shot in Limestone County, about 85 miles south of Dallas, during an attempted stop on Friday to assist a driver of a disabled vehicle on the side of the road. Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The 2021 Major League Baseball season gets underway Thursday. MLB has set down protocol for players. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Major League Baseball has set a benchmark for lifting its COVID protocols for players. The league said Monday that when 85% of players and primary field staff get their full vaccination, it would lift restrictions, including requiring masks in the dugouts and bullpens. Vaccinated players would also be allowed to gather in indoor spaces without masks and would have more freedom to leave team hotels on road trips. MLB has not mandated vaccinations for its players and staff, but is strongly encouraging them to get the shots when they're eligible.
The first game of the season will have the Toronto Blue Jays at the New York Yankees, 1:05 p.m. Eastern on Thursday. NASCAR completed the dirt race at Bristol Monday with Joey Logano taking the checkered flag. Driver Denny Hamlin took third right behind Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Denny tells NASCAR the marbles up top were not his friend.
I really couldn't see a whole lot. I was kind of guessing, but I mean, I thought I just could, on that last restart, run the top end hard, but you know, they didn't prep it in between cautions like they did before, so it was just marbles up there. But probably this whole FedEx Camry team, man, I thought I had a shot there. Cut the 22, too many brakes there when he was cutting us off, and I just, you know, they had a little better car, it looked like, there in the long run. But probably this whole team is, you know, we're third best again.
The Bristol race was the first dirt race for NASCAR Cup Series since 1970. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.